The 25th of May 2012. 16:35. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Late shift. Lee's father phoned today asking for information about Lee. I told him that I would have to speak to social services before I could give him any information. On speaking to social services, I was asked to tell Mr. Harris to speak to Carly's supervisor on Monday, also Denise Roberts 03003335627 or Joe Jarvis Jones 03003336015. I gave Mr. Harris this information, which he took down, but he was quite angry that he could not speak to Lee. Confirmed by Kroger's 3 at, the 25th of May 2012. The 25th of May 2012. 13:55. Inpatient. Medical. Title. Phone message for Tier 3 Resection 3. Message left for Dr. Nyrak and Wayne Bennett, that today, Lee has been put on a Section 3 and will be remaining here for treatment. Confirmed by H. Garrett at S. The 25th of May 2012. The 25th of May 2012. 13:30. Inpatient. Medical. Title. Email to Dr. Nyrak, informing him Resection 3. From Garrett, Helen. Sent. The 25th of May 2012, 13:28. To Nyrak Bertrand, East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation Trust. Subject: MHA assessment today. Dear Dr. Nyrak, he has been put on a Section 3. Yours, Helen Garrett. Confirmed by H. Garrett at the 25th of May 2012. The 25th of May 2012. 12 o'clock. Inpatient. Medical. Title. Now on Section 3. Mental Health Act Assessment. DRs Fuzi Abdurrahman, Independent Section 12 Approved Doctor, and Helen Garrett. Consultant Psychiatrist for Oak Ward, Alon G with Duty AMHP Bob Kirby. Lee was adamant that he would not remain on the unit to receive treatment informally, and the assessors all felt it was not safe for him to leave the unit to have outpatient treatment. Bob had also consulted his social worker, Carly, who also expressed marked concern if Lee was to leave hospital at this stage. Application is therefore made for a Section 3. Confirmed by H. Garrett at the 25th of May 2012. The 25th of May 2012. 11:30. Responsible. Clinician. Title. Section 3 assessment. All felt that outpatient care would be too risky for Lee at the moment, and he was not at all able to agree to remain as an informal patient, so the decision was made to proceed to Section 3. The 25th of May 2012, 1400, Helen Garrett. Event by Helen Garrett, the 25th of May 2012. 8 o'clock, inpatient, nursing, title, early shift. Lee's social worker called and spoke to him at 9:10, then spoke to R. Chapman about his care. R. Chapman explained that Lee has been asking to discharge himself and will be assessed for Section 3 of MHA. Carly was in agreement with this and had previously told Lee she did not feel his foster family could keep him safe at present. R. Chapman expressed concern about Lee calling his best friend, who is 12. Carly said there were no known issues with this at present, but it is a concern. Carly will be on leave for 2 weeks, so contact should be with the duty worker. Carly will visit on the 11th of June 12. Lee was assessed this morning by Dr. Garrett, an independent Section 12 doctor and AMHP, and was placed on Section 3 of the MHA. Lee became distressed and tearful. He refused the offer of promethazine. He has told other YP he is now on Section. Lee was calm enough to be able to eat his lunch, and although obviously distressed, has not been observed to exhibit any self-harm or aggressive behaviors. Confirmed by R. Chapman at the 25th of May 2012. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.